Hey there, Vermont Edition listeners. Hope you got a stack of pancakes because we have sugared off this episode until it's short and sweet. I'm Vermont Edition producer Andrea Lorien, and I hope you enjoy.
Nothing is better than getting off the slopes and heading to a restaurant for a cozy, warm meal and a hot drink or a beer. At least this is what I've heard. I'm really not much of a skier or a snowboarder, but I do know how to enjoy an après-ski. Hold the ski. This ski season, our region's mountain towns are teeming with new and newly reimagined restaurants. Here to tell us more is Melissa Passanen, food writer for 7 Days. She joins us each month for a conversation about our region's food and beverage scene. Melissa, welcome back.
So good to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And listeners, you can join the conversation as well. We would love to hear about the best meal you've had at a restaurant recently, or just about your favorite local spot. You can give it a shout out, 800-639-2211. So Melissa, as I said, we're headed into ski season. It's a busy time in some of these mountain towns. What's new? Let's start with Stowe.
Okay, so we have 4 different places that we featured, my colleague Jordan and I. Mm-hmm. So she went to Stowe to a place called Nocturnal, which is doing Carolina barbecue.
Ooh.
Because it is affiliated with a brewery down there. So they are in North Carolina, and they are bringing up the beer and they're bringing up the barbecue. So she had
a deal.
Smoked brisket sandwich, which sounded awesome. And I kind of wish that I'd gotten to go there, but I got to go to Scraggin' Row in Waitsfield. And I have a soft spot in my heart for Waitsfield because my husband and I got married there many years ago.
So did I.
Did you?
Yes. We'll talk after the show. Okay.
So awesome. And so there's a little restaurant right there that opened a year ago, December, but it is now sole chef owner Nathan Davis. He had a partner prior, Middlebury native, spent a lot of time working in China. So he has turned the menu into this beautiful Pan-Asian sort of hot pot. And his
yum
dan dan noodles with that tingling Sichuan pepper, so good. And also a really, really good twist on a Thai grilled steak salad.
Yeah.
I just love.
Side note, I had dan dan noodles at Poco in Burlington mm-hmm. recently, and they were amazing.
Yeah, Poco
is so
awesome.
Good. Okay, so it's on my mind. I'll have to go there.
Yes. And then I also headed, and this is throwback to when my kids, who are now in their late 20s and about to turn 30, they learned to ski at Bolton. And I think, you know, a lot of Chittenden County families end up shuttling back and forth through Richmond. So Hatchet Tavern, which has been there for almost a decade, but has new kitchen team who came over from across the street. Big Spruce was closed, so now they're over there at the sister restaurant, which is Hatchet Tavern. And they are doing an après menu where all between 4 and 5:30,
okay,
every day they're open. All the apps and they're a single patty version of their smash burger, and they have a really good veggie Reuben, all $10. So really good deal and really good food. Christian Cruz and his chef de cuisine, Chase Dunbar, just doing an awesome job. Really good calamari and excellent beet salad with
ooh,
house-made hummus. So highly recommend that. Oh, and their cocktails are really, really good too.
Wow.
Just in case.
Good tip.
You need a drink.
Oh, go ahead.
And then Smugs. We just must
not
forget.
Do Smugs.
Sorry,
let's do Smugs.
Smugs. Lot 6, which is new. That is also a brewery. And it's a pair of folks who have background in brewing in the area, Justin McCarthy and Adam Sherlock. It's at the base of the Smugs Resort, and they are doing their own house brews. And they have the chef there, Jeff Silver, is doing a very beer-friendly menu. Jordan went to that. She said the wings were amazing. And tater tot poutine. Who doesn't love tater tot poutine?
That sounds so good.
And I just want to point out, you don't have to be skiing. You could be sledding. You could be snowshoeing.
Yes.
Those are my preferred.
You
know,
preach.
Some cross country. But anyway, so lots of good things. Oh, and a little bit of news in Stowe.
Please.
Michael's on the Hill, Waterbury Center. People may know, elegant restaurant. The owners of that, who took that over in September 2023, Andrew Cohn and his husband Don Jones, are opening a new wine bar on the Mountain Road, which will be called Michael's on the Mountain. So that's supposed to be opening in December, small plates. Yeah.
All right. So lots of places to head in Vermont's ski towns. Melissa, you had mentioned Reuben's a little bit earlier, which got me thinking about delis, which reminded me of a matzo ball soup I have been told to ask you about that is supposed to be delicious. Tell us about it.
So I did not go to Leo and Co. in Essex. It's in the Essex Experience, okay. Right? That big, what used to be, again, when my kids were little, dating myself, used to be where we'd go for back to school clothing shopping, but it's not that anymore. It's like a destination, right? So anyway, Leo and Co., I went and I knew they had really good sandwiches. I loved their poli sandwich, which is their version of an Italian. But I had no expectation that they were going to have a great matzo ball soup. And it is delicious. I said in the article, my mother and my grandmother is up above. Forgive me for saying this, better than any that my Jewish mother and grandmother's ever made. Just really deep, roasty flavor and gluten-free matzo balls, which... I don't think I would have been able to tell. So they use the Manischewitz gluten-free mix and delicious, absolutely delicious.
That sounds amazing.
They also have some great baked goods. I had a pumpkin, they called it a muffin, but I think it was really a cupcake because it had absolutely gorgeous black sesame cream cheese frosting on it. So they've got a good team over there. Highly recommend.
Okay, well, while we're talking baking, you have brought me a treat. It looks... healthy, yeah. I will say.
I think it probably is a little healthy, but that doesn't mean it's not delicious.
Tell me about this, and I'm going to chomp it out of here.
I'm baking my way through some recipes in King Arthur's latest book. So King Arthur Baking Company down in Norwich, big book of bread. And what Michaela is tasting is actually a cracker bread. In the head note of the recipe, they say, we weren't even sure this is really a bread. But
it's so good.
I needed to do something quick last night. They're very flat and seedy. It's super easy. You mix kind of all the seeds you might have in your freezer, like it's got sesame and what else? Chia seeds and pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds and a little bit of rye flour. And then all you do is you add boiling water, a little bit of honey and a little bit of olive oil, and there's a little salt. Mix it all up, let it sit, and it sort of hydrates. And then you put it in a sheet pan, spread it thin. And bake it.
Like it's one big sheet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You score it. So you take like a kind of a big flat knife or, you know, maybe a spatula. And so it has sort of the score mark. So when it comes out, you let it dry completely. Mm-hmm. And then they're really good, aren't they?
They're delicious. Yeah. I'm going to save our listeners' ears and eat the rest of it after the show. Okay. This is so good. And I'm glad you brought that up because on Monday, Vermont Edition is having a Thanksgiving cooking and baking show. So if there are recipes that you really love that you're trying out this time of year, you should send them to us at vermontedition@vermontpublic.org and tune in for that show. There's another cafe that I saw that you wrote about recently, Melissa, that is opening up in Montpelier called Access Cafe. And one thing that stood out to me, they have baked goods, I think, from Redhead, but also they're featuring some West African cooking. Is that right?
Yes. So it's a group of five friends and chosen family is how it was explained to me. And they're in the space that was Rabble Rouser, the chocolate and cafe spot.
Sure.
And this is a group of 20-somethings who are all very invested in that community. And they really wanted to sort of bring community back to that space. And one of the members has Ghanaian heritage and is cooking West African style stews, both meat and I think vegan actually. Right. So that seemed really interesting. I didn't get to taste those yet, but I'm excited to go there. Yeah. Mm. Access Cafe. Yeah. And they have a website so people can check that out.
And are there any other recipes that you are trying out, either from King Arthur or other places that
are inspiring you
right now?
I'm always trying out recipes.
What you doing over there?
Last night, I have a friend staying with me who's a chef, and she and I love to cook together. So we cooked a beautiful lamb shank. We had lamb shanks from two different local farms, and we made this gorgeous, like, Middle Eastern flavored, sort of with dried fruit and olives. Oh, speaking of which, I wanted to give a little bit of a plug to the place that Jordan wrote about that will be up online today. That's when our food section goes online, is Tuesday afternoons, and in the paper tomorrow, a new little place called Zaytuna in South Burlington, which is on Market Street, that new area they're trying to develop as a city hub. I am a resident of that city.
The new Essex experience.
Yeah, I guess so. But anyway, Jordan went and wrote about it, and I happened to go just for fun with some friends this weekend and had, they have, a chicken shawarma kind of wrap with toum, which is a kind of a whipped garlic sauce. Yum. Really, really good. And I regret that I could not convince the friends I was with on, when was that? Saturday. Yeah, Saturday. They have a saffron cake that looks amazing.
Who are these friends? Who says no to that?
I know, friends.
Invite me next time, Melissa. Well, we've talked about a number of openings. We do usually touch on some closures, too. Is there anything that we should note?
I mean, the openings are way more fun.
They're way more fun.
Yes, I think everyone probably knows at this point, Daedalus closed their Burlington spot. They had temporarily closed Paradiso. We knew they were having some challenges, and they closed in both Stowe and in Burlington, so that's a bummer. But we have good news. We have Frankie's, which is the restaurant that's where Pennycloos was for many years. Founded co-owners Jordan Ware and Cindy Kozak both came from Hen of the Wood, and they were just named one of the top 14 restaurants in the country, new restaurants for the year by Eater.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing. I happen to have eaten at one of the other 14. I feel very, very privileged in Seattle. But anyway, those folks just do a beautiful job, and it was really nice to see them get recognized. And those of you who might follow the food gossip might have been waiting and watching Majestic in the former car rental agency on the Rotary between South Burlington and Burlington, which is a co-project of Maura O'Sullivan, who was longtime chef, kitchen manager at Pennycloos, and Sam Tolstoy, who's owned a couple different businesses in town in the food and bar area. Majestic is finally opening week of Thanksgiving. So for those who've been waiting for that, that's a little sneak preview.
Oh, very exciting. Well, Melissa, since this is the last time we'll talk to you before Thanksgiving, what are your plans? Are you going to be cooking your family's dinner? Do you get help? Do you get catering?
I tend to bring the entire foodscape of Vermont down to New York City. I have a sister who lives in Brooklyn, and we're doing it there. I'm literally bringing smoked turkey from the Cider Mill Market, which is the best thing ever. You don't have to worry about drying out the breast of the roast turkey. Just get Jim to smoke it for you. Mm. That didn't sound right, but you know what I mean. we have a very, very treasured family baking recipe, squash rolls, that came from Holly Miller. Folks may know Holly. Big benefactor along with her husband for many years. So squash rolls. My kids have both already sent me photos. They made them already for their Friendsgivings. A yeasted squash roll. My boys are baking this. If they can do it, you can too.
All right, we're going to need to get that recipe from you, Melissa. That's Melissa Passanen, food writer at 7 Days. You can find their food section on 7daysvt.com. All right, that is all the time that we have for today's show. It was directed by Mary Angish. Our managing producer is John Ahrens. Andrea Lorien and Daniela Fierro are our producers, and Rick Barrett was our call screener today. Our theme music is by Myra Flynn. I'm Michaela LaFrac. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch up again soon.